She wouldn't go back in there. Couldn't get her back in that place. It scared her to death. That chicken down in the bottom of
Chicken to make a nest. They'll have a nest place like that.
I guess you have a barn or something for you keep your cows in?
The cow barn, they'd call it. And these cows that was talking about that you milked,
yes,
you had a stall for them. Mm-hmm. And you'd keep the litter out of there and then put you in some pine straw or leaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was answering for two purposes. It was a bed for the cow, and you were making compost for the garden next spring. Then
be fertilizer.
You go to those stalls and get that fertilizer out of there and spread it over the garden, and then plow it on them, and you had the best fertilizer barn.
Did it keep up hay and stuff like that in the barn too?
Or used to pull fodder, which was the blades off the corn. You'd catch it up here after it would get turned brown, strip it down and tie it up in a hand, hang it up on that stalk and let it cure. Then you take three of those hands and tie it together, and you had a bundle of fodder. Mm-hmm. And that was where you got your hay. Mm-hmm. You knew, if you had three mules, or if you had two mules, mm-hmm, if they gave them three bundles per day for 365 days, mm-hmm, and you put that many bundles up for him in that barn, the barn loft. And they used to be particular about it. It used to irritate me. Dad would say, "Well, you go give that mule 9 ears of corn and a bottle of fodder. And take them hands out and take the tie off the end of the hand and dust it. It would get mold on it. Dust it off. Put it in the rack up over the bar, up over the trough. Trough was here in the rack up here. You lay the fart up there. Then you put the corn down here in that trough. You caught hold of that shuck and tore it all to pieces. Now, slip it down here and break it all. Tie it up, put it in there." Then each cow in the stall had their feed. You had to feed each cow in the stall.
Did they ever milk the cows outside the... The barn, almost always just milk them there in the...
Milk them out in the barn, in the lot. They'd have a lot arena around that barn. Mm-hmm. And turn them out there where it would maybe there'd be a high place, a clean place. They'd never milk him inside of the stall. Mm-hmm. Take him outside then. You'd get him up there on a clean place there, you know, and wash his udder all good. And milk him. Give him a little bite to eat while he'd stand still. He'd get his tail full of kookaburras. You'd be sitting there, and a horsefly come by, and he'd swing them kookaburras over and tap you side the head.
I guess it would tend to irritate you, wouldn't it? Did you have any special place for storing corn or anything?
I had a crib.
A crib?
That would be a building. Mm-hmm. The corn bin.
Yes.
Maybe have a place that would hold. You had the governor how much you put in there by the strength of your bone.